January 1987. I was in New Mexico for a conference. I'd flown out a day early to go hiking. My destination, El Morro National Monument, an hour west of Albuquerque. A heavy snow from a blizzard a couple of days before still blanketed the landscape. El Morro preserves a famous landmark known to desert travelers for almost 500 years, Inscription Rock, a historical waterhole and rest stop. I was only the second person to hike to the top of El Morro since the snowstorm. A park ranger had scouted the trail earlier the morning that I was there, so I was able to step into his tracks in snowdrifts up to my knees. The reward was worth the exertion, for when I came out on the mesa top, I was surprised to discover a large box canyon hidden behind Inscription Rock. I fell in love with box canyons that day. A box canyon is like an Easter egg from God. It's as if He created the earth with delightful places to surprise us. It's as if He scattered Easter eggs throughout all creation long before there was a resurrection morn. Now that box canyon was one of two lasting impressions El Morro left upon my soul. I found the other at Inscription Rock. Now multiple names are chiseled on the rock base of El Morro. A Spanish explorer by the name of Juan de Oñate started all the sandstone graffiti back in 1583. 400 years later, I could still read his mark. There were three Spanish words carved in stone. Paso por aquí. Translation, passed this way. Passed by here. Paso por aquí. One of my favorite Spanish phrases. And though I don't recommend you go carving that into whatever desk or station or watering hole you might be passing through right now, you could breathe these words wherever you find yourself today, because wherever your journey is leading you this very moment, Paso por aquí is your testimony, as well as mine, as well as the testimony of everyone who surrounds us. You and I, we're just pilgrims passing through on this side of the Great Divide.
To find, though I love the flowers and trees and the smell of the grinding sea and all the beautiful things here in life, I'm a pilgrim here on the side of the Great Divide. Quite ready, but they all take the ride. Many have died with a promise inside. They never got to see it in their time. I'm a pilgrim here on the side of the Great Divide.
Thank you.
Well, there you are. Welcome to Redemption's Table. It's been a minute, a lot longer than intended. If I had my druthers, I'd be sitting here with you every week. I'm glad we're here now. I'm Robert Barge, your host, and we just heard another wonderful song from John Mark McMillan, Pilgrim, off his 2020 album, Peopled with Dreams. I hope to be at a John Mark McMillan concert in Birmingham later this spring. His music has been highlighted here at the table often, and if you haven't listened to his music, if you're not familiar with his work, I encourage you, go check him out. Paso por aquí, passed this way, passed by here. That denotes the journey, not the destination, the travel, not the arrival. Paso por aquí. Bodies in motion, walking across terra firma that never stops spinning. Human satellites that seldom sit. Paso por aquí. Even when standing still, we're rotating at 1,000 miles per hour while speeding through space at 67,000 miles per hour. Paso por aquí. We're not where we were when we started this episode 10 minutes ago. Huh. Perhaps that explains why I'm surprised. The first 3 months of 2025 are almost gone. Anybody else out there feeling that? A lot has been happening all around us since our last podcast. I mean, we just celebrated spring equinox 7 days ago. I love equinox and solstice. And I just crossed the halfway point of my annual trip around the sun 8 days ago. Paso por aquí. I think as we get older, we feel the passage of time. And I don't quite mean in the way Indiana Jones said it. It's not the years, it's the mileage. I'm thinking more in terms of, at any given moment, a sense of displacement surrounds us, surrounds me. As wonderful as this life is, as wonderful as this day is, I'm not fully where I need to be. We are on pilgrimage. We are in between steps, in between stops. We are but passing this way for now, perhaps searching, perhaps like the Tom Selleck quote, "Don't know where I'm going, but there's no use being late." I'm currently reading an 880-page biography on the artist Vincent van Gogh by Stephen Knife and Gregory White Smith. Many consider van Gogh the greatest artist who has ever lived, myself included. Yet his genius was greatly misunderstood when he lived. He only sold a handful of paintings in his brief 37 years. In the 8th chapter of the Van Gogh book entitled Pilgrim's Progress, this paragraph struck me. When he left for England in April 1876, Vincent set out on that journey. For the next 8 months, he hardly stopped. Ricocheting from place to place, from job to job, he traveled hundreds of miles back and forth across the English countryside, quote unquote, going somewhere. He took boats and trains and buses and carts and even a subway, but mostly he walked. At a time when rail travel was so cheap that even shop girls could afford third-class tickets, Vincent walked. He walked in all weathers, at all times of day and night, sleeping in the open, foraging in the fields, eating in public houses, or not at all. He walked until his face was sunburned, his clothes tattered, and his shoes worn thin. He walked at a deliberate pace, 3 miles an hour by his own reckoning, as if the destination didn't matter, as if walking itself, the sheer accumulation of miles, the wearing down of shoe leather, the fraying of laces, the raising of blisters, was the measure of a man's devotion. That paragraph stirred something in me. I find something familiar in Vincent's wanderings, a kindred spirit. And the phrase, he walked at a deliberate pace, 3 miles an hour by his own reckoning, well, that was not lost on me. Japanese theologian Kosuke Koyama proposed God's speed is 3 miles per hour. God walks 3 miles per hour to walk with us, because that is the average speed that you and I can walk. If you are a follower of Jesus, there's your perfect speed. If you're following, that means he's on the move. That means he's leading somewhere. The question is, are you following? There's nobody better to follow. And trust me, where he is always where you want to be. Paso por aquí. When I hike, I carry a backpack. I only pack the essentials, no additional weight. For me, daily reading is an essential. In these first 3 months, here are 3 new books I highly recommend. 1, Van Gogh Has a Broken Heart by Russ Ramsey. If you love art, if you love artists, check this book out. 2, Reclaiming Quiet by Sarah Clarkson. In this loud, social media-driven world, the need to reclaim quiet is abundant. And then 3, Experience Jesus, really, by John Eldridge. It's life-changing. All 3 of these books hold words that continue to make deep impressions on my soul. As impressionable as Paso por aquí. Hopefully, we'll be Paso por aquí-ing at this table a little more often this spring. Until the next time, thanks for passing this way.